Kentucky Wildcats
are doing some really special things.
They won't catch it.
To continue to grow.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
And I cannot thank the Big Blue Nation enough.
Seal the deal for Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network. This is the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. Talk with Coach Stoops by calling the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287. Or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or tweet your question to at UK Sports Network. The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show begins now. Inside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show. We will talk Kentucky football for the next hour with you and Coach Stoops as the Cats come off a bye week to take on the number 3 ranked Tennessee Vols on Saturday night in Knoxville. Kentucky ranked number 19 in this week's Associated Press poll. First time that these two come into this annual matchup with both of them ranked in the AP Top 20 since 1951, I think the third time ever. 7 o'clock Eastern time kick, televised on ESPN. Coverage will start at 5 Eastern here on the UK Radio Network. And we will come back and chat with Coach Stoops and then get to your calls and questions a little later. You can tweet them in at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Football Facebook page, or give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, 800-606-4263. Inside Lexington, call direct, 859-280-CATS. That's 2287. It's the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Let's go.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
Start the game, you start this half hot, and you fight to the end.
Makes the catch, Donnie Graham.
Let's go.
The Mark Stoops Show is brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, Central Bank, Kroger, UK Healthcare, and by Coca-Cola.
At the 5 and goes in!
UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by these sponsors, Toyota, and by Skyline Chili.
The 10 years in Lexington is something that I am proud of.
All season long, catch the Wildcats in Lexington on your home for Kentucky football, the UK Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Capri, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the Kale Crunch Salad, it's just good.
Order a Grilled Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Here are 5 big reasons to buy a Toyota RAV4. It's the best-selling SUV in America. It's incredibly versatile. The electrified RAV4 Hybrid is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas, and it has the best resale value in its class. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 40 mpg, it could save you thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
At Athenian Grill, our delicious, authentic Greek food is inspired by real family recipes. Our generous portions of perfectly prepared lamb, chicken, and veggies are way too good to keep to yourself. Authentic Greek cuisine. Come check us out at our new South Ashland Avenue and East Main Street locations. Need catering? Give us a call or visit AthenianGrill.com. From our family to yours, let us share our authentic Greek home recipes with you.
Have you ever been driving down the road and out of nowhere? Bam! That Skyline craving hits you. Doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing. You've got to pull into the nearest Skyline and get some of those amazing cheese conies immediately. That freshly steamed bun and all that fluffy cheese just melts in your mouth. Mmm, man, that's good. Let me guess, you're getting the craving right now. Sorry, not sorry. feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Coach Mark Stoops moves in alongside. I was just joking that with you, you probably, what, did a little fishing, played some golf on the open week.
Yeah, at all kind of time.
Put your feet up.
Yeah.
What did happen during the week off for you and your guys?
Well, it was obviously a much-needed time, I think, you know, for the players in particular. Those guys, you know, there's a lot of strain on those guys. So mentally, physically, they needed some time to heal up, you know, repair a little bit, and for us to kind of readjust, look at ourselves, see the things we're doing well, the areas we're falling short, you know, where can we improve. And but, you know, the big thing was just on their bodies to have the weekend off and be able to heal up a little bit. And, you know, obviously last week we got some work done on Tennessee and got some work done on ourselves, good against good. And then, you know, we had a great Monday today, as you would expect, after the guys having some time off and feeling good, moving around much quicker than we normally would on a typical Monday. So it was good day to start today.
And for the staff, it's a chance to get some important work done in recruiting, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. The staff needs to, you know, get on the road. This is the one bye week we have all year, so the coaches have to get on the road. Unfortunately, you know, it cuts in. They need some time to decompress a moment as well, Most everybody is able to wrap up recruiting by Saturday morning, and so hopefully they got some time as well to at least have one evening off Saturday night, and then back at work Sunday. And again, having a good practice today. It was really nice coming back today for our players. They had fall break, so they didn't have school, which was nice. So we still got a lift in this morning. And then had practice, but it was a beautiful day out there, so great day to come back.
And the medical report looks really good, you said today.
Better, much, you know, better. Definitely heading in the right direction. You know, having some time off last week definitely helped.
And it's you need all hands on deck for the opponent this week.
Well, no doubt about that. You know, you need all the fresh bodies you can get, a lot of snaps. They play an awful lot of snaps on offense, so they'll be, you know, our defense will be, you know, they go extremely fast and a lot of plays, so there'll be some exhausted guys after this game.
You guys saw an up-tempo offense earlier this year with Ole Miss. A lot of these guys were on the field last year playing against Tennessee in a shootout, and you as the coach also saw this before. I remember you talking about this offense when Coach Heupel was the OC for Barry Odom at Missouri.
Yeah.
And they stretch you side to side more than anybody, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Their splits are extremely wide with their wide receivers. So they have a quarterback that has a very strong arm, gets the ball up very quick. And so put a lot of stress on you side to side, but they also go vertical as much as anybody in college football. You know, they have – I forget what the exact – I said it on my press conference today, but they have an enormous amount of plays over 20 yards and over 40.
Yeah, and they've been hitting him with frequency. It hurt you guys early last year until you kind of got some adjustments.
It did. We settled in a little bit, but we gave up a few big plays. And, you know, you could see they're doing that to everybody. You know, a couple weeks ago versus Bama, they put up 52 points. You do that against the great Bama defense, you know you're doing something right. And, you know, put up an awful lot this past week. So they're definitely moving at a high clip right now. I want to say 10 straight games with over 30 points. And, you know, averaging 50 points per game.
Other than Bama, Pittsburgh played them as well as anybody. I went back and looked at that game. And one thing I noticed, Pitt was up 10-7 at the end of the first quarter. That Tennessee offense really feeds on trying to jump on you fast.
Yeah, they got off to a good start, that's for sure, and at Pitt. And,
ran the ball well, too.
You know, they did. They brought some good pressure and played aggressive and played a very good game and came up short, but played them very well.
When you look at Hendon Hooker, what do you see? Where do you see he has improved from last year? And I guess when you saw him in the bowl game, too.
Well, he's just he's very accurate with deep passes. Well, he's accurate with all the passes, but in particular, you see that many guys going down the field that far. Generally, quarterbacks are missing some of those, and they're as accurate as anybody I've seen at down the field throws. So he, you know, obviously the scheme helps. They stretch you out. There's some seams in there. They have some space, and he does a great job of getting the ball to them. So they're definitely stressing you in a lot of areas.
This team, you said today, makes you have to win some one-on-one matchups. There's just times you can't expect help as a player. But I know back in August, before the season even started, I think it was maybe after the first scrimmage, you were really praising your secondary and how good you thought that they looked. And they have, I think, lived up to that, have they not?
I definitely think we've improved. I said that early in camp, that I noticed the difference. You could feel some guys covering it much better. And a lot of that comes with just overall structure and, you know, pressure, and a lot of things go into that. But this is a different, you know, definitely a different test than anything we've had so far this year. You know, at times there are some things that carry over maybe with the way Ole Miss plays, but not much. I mean, you know, very, very different. These guys go as fast as anybody in college football. They snap it extremely quick. So the urgency of getting the call, getting lined up, communicating, and then winning one-on-ones makes it tough.
And limits your, obviously the same with Ole Miss, limits your ability to sub.
It definitely limits your ability to sub. You can't get any third down packages in at all. You got to be ready to play with the personnel you have on there.
Going to get to a break. We'll come back, get to some of your questions for Coach Stoops. It's the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors. Locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local buyer.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
With the Kroger Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices. For the win. And for every dollar you spend, you earn fuel points, which can add up to $1 per gallon off at the pump. For the win. Plus, save every day on groceries and get personalized digital coupons. For the win! The Kroger Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving. Kroger. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of hot and ready pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Welcome back into the show, and Kentucky at Tennessee is brought to you by KCTCS this Saturday. With 16 colleges and more than 70 campuses, we are practically in your backyard. See what each college has to offer and never underestimate you. You can reach us on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. You can tweet us at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Football Facebook page as well with your questions for Mark Stoops. And we will start with a call from Harlan. It is Eugene. You are on with Coach Stoops. Eugene, you there?
Good evening, Tom, Coach.
Whoa. Hello, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
You know, Coach, I'm calling tonight representing the fan base that remembers what it's like to never be considered for primetime game on one of the major networks, and just really appreciate you getting Kentucky relevant and in the conversation as far as the whole landscape of college football. And also, I hope all the fans recognize and realize and show the proper amount of respect for the amount of work that it takes to get to this level. And who knows, we go down there and get a win, and the SEC may still have to go through Kroger Field on November 19th. So best of luck.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate it. Yep, guys are working very hard, and, you know, it's a long season. So we're right smack dab in the middle of it and excited about this opportunity. So thank you.
There are a lot of big games in this league, but, you know, this is an undefeated top five team. Mm-hmm. You guys were playing that kind of team in 18 against Georgia, and then it happened again last year on the road like this one. So is there a little carryover just in terms of, you know, guys thinking about how they want to approach that game mentally, any of that carryover?
Well, I think, you know, every time you put yourself in an opportunity to, you know, play another game like this, a game that's important.
They're fun,
you know,
to play.
It helps. I mean, it helps. You know, it's not hard after a bye. You know, the guys had some time off. It wasn't hard to get them moving around today.
Yeah.
You know, so when you play a team like this, gets your attention and gets their attention early in the week. And, you know, so everybody's got to, you know, pick it up. And, you know, we have a great opportunity here this Saturday.
The game is going to be televised on ESPN, kicks at 7 Eastern time. And I think I saw today Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, and Holly Rowe will be on the call on the TV side. Jason tweets in at UK Sports Network. He says, how does Coach feel about having Herbie on the call for this one?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it's definitely one of the best crews, you know, with with Chris and Kirk and that whole crew. So, you know, that'll be fun. I haven't talked to him yet this week. I'm sure we have to talk to all the network later on this week.
You and Kirk, though, longtime friends.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely a good friend, a guy that I have a lot of respect for, another Ohio guy. And so, you know, it'll be good to see him there.
Is there there's a Buckeye bond there in there? Those Ohio guys.
You know, I was not a Buckeye. You know that.
Yeah. Well, I should say an Ohio bond.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right. Fair point.
Yeah,
yes. Not
right.
A. Yes. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yes. I was thinking from the Ohio aspect, but Iowa guys wouldn't want to be associated with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I've known Kirk really all the way back since college when Bo Pelini, you know, was from my high school, and Bo and I go way back, and so, oh yeah, known him for a while.
Let's get to one more call, and then we'll get to our next break. Madison, what you got for us, Madison? What two things do you have
doing,
for us?
How you doing, Tom?
Doing well.
Coach.
Hey, Madison, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Too bad I can't go to Knoxville because, you know, I'm not a Tennessee fan. Never have been.
Yeah, I hear you.
I got a couple things for you. One, you mentioned Tennessee being ranked in the top five, now number three. But do you think what kind of momentum do you think after we beat Mississippi State at home, do you think the team can carry over to the game against Tennessee? And two, I know you mentioned the injury report, but what is there any chance that Jaquez Jones plays this year, or is he done?
There's a chance that Jaquez will play late in the year. He is out for the foreseeable future. I'll update that week to week, but he's definitely out here this week and more than likely next week. So we'll see towards the end of the year how he's feeling. And as far as our momentum and how the team feels, I think, you know, obviously coming off a big victory that we needed against a good team, you know, that was good heading into the bye week. I think it gave us some energy and some momentum. And, you know, the guys had a really good week last week. Again, as I just mentioned, got some rest here this weekend that they needed. And we had a great start to the week today. So we just got to continue to prepare. I know that's coach speak, and y'all get tired of that, but it's true. You know, it's just a Monday for us. So after this show, I got to go back to work, and our coaches will be working late trying to put a good plan together. We did have some extra time, so obviously we're further ahead. And, you know, and then we've got to execute. We got to go play well. So we've got to have a great week of preparation. We'll have a good Tuesday practice tomorrow and take it from there.
Thank you, Madison. Just saw a picture a while ago. This is from the Lions-Cowboys game yesterday, and it was Stenberg,
yeah,
and Pascal, and Quentin Bohanna, and Kevin Joseph.
Yeah, and Kelvin, yeah.
The Kelvin Joseph. Yeah. The two Cowboys, two Lions, all from Kentucky. Cool picture.
That's awesome. I did not see that.
Josh's first game, I think, too.
Yeah, that was Josh's first game. I know I saw him, for the Mississippi State, I believe it was. He was back because that was their bye. And I didn't get a chance to catch up with Logan before the game, but I heard he was there as well. So it's always good to have those guys back. And then Wandell was back a couple weeks ago as well. And I know he had another big day yesterday.
Yeah, he seems to be playing a more prominent role for the Giants, who are having a great year. Going to get to a break. More with Coach Stoops when we return. This is the UK Sports Network.
Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Purple, and Ashley mattresses. Not sale priced, clearance priced. P-Rats is cleaning out, clearing out, and closing out to make way for new merchandise. Now get up to 30% in extra savings on floor sample and closeout mattresses from the top brands. Get a free power base upgrade on all Sealy mattress sets, $5.99 and up. Queen mattresses start at only $1.99. Plus up to 6-year special financing.
Nobody beats P-Rats.
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota Highlander. It's built in the USA. It's got room for up to 8. Highlander's the best-selling SUV in its class. Highlander all-wheel drive is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 36 mpg, Highlander Hybrid could save thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
As a leader in diagnostic radiology services, Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI offers the best in imaging technology, X-ray, CT scans, and MRI. LDC delivers quality patient care by providing comfortable and convenient solutions. And to save patients on coinsurance and copays, the LDC price structure is significantly lower than hospital rates. Learn more by visiting LexingtonDiagnostic.com or call 859-278-7226. Knowledgeable patients and physicians choose Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI.
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Kroger hosts a VIP tailgate event beginning 2 hours prior to kickoff for each home game. The next one of those is November 12th. It's on the lawn next to BCTC. Kroger customers can accumulate fan reward points by purchasing participating items at their local Kroger stores. Then you go to Kroger.com/fan rewards and redeem them. These points can be used for free admission to the Kroger tailgate experience, including food and beverage. Customers will be sent an email confirmation that can be shown at the entrance to gain admission to the tailgate. We are taking your calls on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line inside Lexington. Call direct 280-259-280-CATS and then toll free 800-606-4263. Post on the Kentucky Wildcats Facebook page or tweet us at UK Sports Network, as Steve has done. He says, any concern with Levis's mindset on pushing his body to the limits? He said, he uses the quote that Will said, it's just my left shoulder.
No, I have no worries about Will and his mindset at all. I mean, obviously, you want to continue to protect him and have him be successful. But he is a ultimate competitor. And, you know, so, I mean, Will is more experienced and, you know, is playing at a high level and, you know, will protect himself as much as possible. And, you know, it's a tough sport, you know, and it's a tough position, and we're playing some very good teams. And Will is again the ultimate competitor. He's out there to put his team in a position to win, and we love him.
From William at UK Sports Network, what defensive approach do you take to attack or to go against that deep ball from Tennessee?
It was
a scheme.
You are kidding me, right? I mean,
yeah. He's looking, I think, for just probably what you're telling your guys.
You want one word answer?
Sure.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. But, yeah, it's not easy, obviously.
Those guys are pretty good they've been playing against.
Yeah, and as you said, he throws it really well. And they've got a hot receiver in Hyatt right now who is really coming on. Do you see anything they're doing, you know, as you get more experience than Hooker's? I think he's 26, so he's an older guy, having transferred in from Virginia Tech. Do you see them doing anything that they've kind of added to their package with all that experience?
No, I mean, they have some new wrinkles this year, yes, but they do what they do. They do it very efficiently, and they do it very fast. They have minor changes here and there, and, you know, alter some routes, and, you know, maybe make it look like you run to a corner and straighten it up, you know, and they had some huge plays on Alabama that way, you know, with just subtle changes. But they kind of do what they do, and they do it very well. You know, the speed at which they do things makes it complicated, you know, makes it hard. And then the space, you know, so they create a lot of space. We talked about with the splits and the way they do a lot of stacks and stack releases and switch releases to get you off press. So they're getting one of the wideouts ripping off the line, and then they're switching them, trying to create some rubs, and then they create space. So
and then they're so far out there, it's a one-on-one matchup.
So, you know, you got zone. You know, you could play zone, or you could play man, or you could play a matchup zone. Either way, there's some problems with it. You know, you have to play very well. So, you know, obviously you got to play great team defense. You have to win some one-on-ones. I said at my press conference today that there's no getting around it. There's going to be, you know, a DB on a wideout many times throughout this game, and they're going to hit some. We have to hit our fair share. We have to defend. And, you know, obviously getting pressure and mixing things up helps, but they, with their space, there's clarity for the quarterback, you know.
So. When you face a team that's third in the country and rolling along as they are, they're going to get a lot of attention. I'm sure your guys have a handle on what I'm about to say, which is Tennessee does a lot of things well and has some great personnel. So does Kentucky. I
mean, well, there's really no doubt. Nobody's conceding anything.
Yeah.
No, it's just when you, again,
you look at it.
You're sitting there saying, "What is? Give me one way to stop them." Yeah. I mean, that's
just bit, little, do whatever it takes.
Yeah. There's not any one answer. You know what I mean? There's not an answer to that.
But your guys have been consistent.
Last year, you know, very similar. You know, we put ourselves in a position to win the game. A couple scenarios really can alter it. You know, we played a vast majority of that game very well. You know, we had a pick six that you can't do against this team. We had the end of the first half where we had an opportunity to convert and get 3 points. Instead, we give them a little bit of time, and they get 3 points when we got the ball to start the second half, and I think we drove down and got three more there. So, you know, there's, you know, that end of the first half scenario alone, you know, determines the outcome.
You guys have been, I was looking at the numbers today, I think are 9 of 13 going forward on fourth down. They've gone forward even more and converted a high rate. So both teams do that well, but – if you get an area like that, I mean, you stop a fourth down play, that's like a turnover. It's not scored that way.
Yeah, and that's what happened to us. I was right in that tweener zone last year with just enough time to give it to them.
Do
you punt? Do you go for the fourth down? And we had an opportunity to convert, just didn't do it. You know, and then we end up giving up the three. So those are situations where it just backfired. I mean, there's going to be times in this game where both teams have decisions to make, and both teams are relatively aggressive when it comes to fourth downs, and you know, we're going to have to be very good on third down, and if we go for it on fourth, on fourth, converting that as well.
Will couldn't have been much better on third down last time. 9 for 9.
I would take that every week.
Yes. Yeah. To be nice to get it again this week against these guys. Yeah. Halfway home on the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show, and we'll be right back. This is the UK Sports Network.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
Levis going to run at the 5. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment.
Bogle does it again, his second home run of the tournament.
Costello to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
So, want to know how to play Keno from the Kentucky Lottery? Here's how. Pick up to 10 numbers to play, choose your wager amount, pick your number of draws, and add the bullseye for an additional prize or the multiplier for a shot at $1 million. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold, at a convenience store, at a bar, on your laptop, even your mobile device. Just visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors, locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local buyer.
Join Christy Thomas, Dusty Bonner, and Jeremy Jarman for our Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Kickoff coverage for the Cats and the Vols from Knoxville, 5 Eastern this Saturday right here on these UK Sports Network stations. Back to a call. We'll go to Bardstown. And, Rick, you're up. Hey, Rick.
Coach, first, I'd like to say that I don't think there's anybody in the state of Kentucky that dislikes Tennessee more than I do. I hope the players have the same attitude, but just was going to throw an idea out to dedicate this game to Coach Slarman. I believe 2 years ago down there, that was the last game he coached. And yes. I remember a pregame speech I saw that he gave about lack of respect. I think the team probably needs to hear that again. And I just want to say I appreciate everything you've done. And good luck. And let's get 2 in a row in Knoxville.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I remember that pregame and – you know, I remember that talk that John gave, and you know, and I always have themes and some thoughts, and you know, and go in and get ready for our last little meeting right before we leave the hotel, and I remember walking and seeing John, and came through the back just because we were on the road, and I didn't know which doors were which, but anyway, I saw John sitting there and kind of tapped him on the shoulder and gave him a little. Like said, come on up with me, and just had him say a few words. And, you know, we didn't know that was going to be John's last game. And, you know, obviously, you know, he motivated the team. And, you know, we were always inspired by John and just what he went through and the way he handled things. And never forget that, walking off the field and giving him a hug. And that was the last time we coached together. But definitely will mention that and bring that back out a little bit this week for sure.
You guys have done some wonderful things to recognize him. And I saw down at Troy they named the offensive line room, I think, in honor of John. John Sumrall is down there now doing a great job.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, John's doing a fantastic job. No surprise there. And John had an impact at Troy. He coached there and spent some good time there. So, you know, obviously John had a big impact on a lot of people.
Since Rick brought up the game 2 years ago, Todd, that'll lead us into a tweet from Todd at UK Sports Network. With the success that Kentucky had down in Knoxville last time, does Coach follow the same off-the-field script and plan to that works so well and plan to practice at University of the Cumberlands again?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. A very, very similar script. And, you know, I've been doing that with the games that we – they're just close enough that we're not flying and they're long bus rides. And for us, this will break it up for us a little bit. And the guys liked it. You know, we got out and ran around a little bit and just do our little Friday run through and break things up. And you know, we caught a beautiful day 2 years ago, and hopefully we'll have the same here this Friday. And it was a great experience, and we really appreciate them hosting us.
And, you know, there is such a routine week to week with football. And that was different last week with the bye. But, you know, each week, that it probably does kind of freshen things up a little bit for the guys if you throw them a little curve.
Exactly. It really does. I mean, it's just, you know, you try to change things up as much as you can, but we are definitely routine-based. And, you know, for us, you know, it's good. I mean, the players know what to expect every day. They know they know our routine. And, you know, certain times we have to change it up, and that is good for them.
Another question off the Twitter feed. Do you have to adjust your defensive plan because of the tempo they play as it relates to getting calls in?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It stresses you in some different ways.
Yes.
When you look at this team, you know, say compared to a Mississippi State, I would think one change is Hooker's a guy that could hurt you more with his legs than probably Rogers would, right?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he really makes fast decisions. And, you know, the space that we were talking about, if you try to drop guys in the windows and you get, you know, some backers running out of there, you've seen that the last several weeks, you know, with them. And guys really punching out and try to get to the play action windows, and he could pull it down and scramble, and he has. You know, he hurt Bama early in that game last week with that maybe a 15-yard scramble or so, you know, for a first down real early, if I remember right. It might have been play two or three. But yeah, he just, you know, he makes good decisions, and he makes fast decisions.
Yeah, it probably goes back to the point you make about winning one-on-ones, because a guy like that, he's seen a lot, so you're not going to fool him too easily. Same with Will.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, Will, doesn't make a lot of the same mistakes twice. I mean, Will's extremely bright, makes really good decisions. That doesn't mean it's always easy, you know. Will makes good decisions as well.
All right, let's get to a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line before our next break. We just went to Bardstown. They have great football tradition. So does Mayfield. Randy's calling us from Mayfield. Hello, Randy.
Hello, Dave. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask, first of all, Coach, appreciate you making Kentucky football relevant again, but thank I know you. It's going to drive you crazy in a team like Tennessee, some of these lots of penalties, and I know you worked on them during the off week, but how do you address the penalties, and you can't shoot yourself in the foot, a team like Tennessee? So
no,
that's all I got. I'll get out and listen now.
Yeah, you got it, Randy. Thank you. No, you cannot. You cannot make, you know, we were talking about it in a press conference today, and I didn't look after this last week because we had the bye, but, you know, Randy, the mistakes and the penalties seem magnified. Tom and I talked about that last Monday on this show, And you are correct, because it's hard to overcome them against very good teams. However, we do lead the league in least amount of penalty yards per game, and I believe we still do. So it's not like we're an undisciplined team, but you know, we certainly have to play very clean this next week. It's not always the case, you know, with that. And again, I touched on it, and I don't really want to get into it too deep, but it's, you know, there's some very good aggressive teams that are penalized. Yeah. And they play well. So, yeah, do I like it? No. Do I like the pre-snap penalties? No. You know, but good aggressive football, sometimes, you know, you're going to get some penalties, and you have to be good enough to overcome them. You know, I think what, you know, really stands out in a game like this are explosive plays, and Tennessee thrives on them and creates more than anybody. That's why they're first in the country in total offense and points. But also, you know, turnover margin is obvious, you know, so when you put those two things together, they're doing very well in turnover margin. And a lot of that has to do with their offense is so explosive. They're scoring so many points. Now you get behind and teams are pressing. You know, when you're pressing and you're in predictable pass and you're trying to come back, now you can tee off, get some sacks, get some interceptions, things like that, because they're creating a lot of turnovers as well. And I think, you know, it could correlate with the way they're scoring. So, you know, I think turnover margin, if you said that every week, that's like kind of like everybody knows that. Turnover margin is important, but so is explosive plays. So we need to create some, and we have to limit them as best as possible.
We're going to get to a break. A couple of segments left with Coach Stoops. This is the UK Sports Network.
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Keep playing. Keep working. Keep going. And keep moving. With the exceptional orthopedic care at Baptist Health, with an experienced team and a full line of advanced services and procedures, it's no wonder most people choose Baptist to help them keep on keeping on. Visit BaptistHealth.com/ortho to find a Baptist Health provider.
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234 8528.
Hey, DQ fans. Taste perfection in every bite of our chicken strip basket. It's loaded with crispy all-white meat chicken strips, golden fries, crunchy Texas toast, and your favorite dipping sauce. Personally, I'm all about the house-made Hidden Valley Ranch. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Do your taste buds a solid and get yourself all-white meat chicken strips with golden crispy fries and dipping sauce now. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good. DQ is a proud partner of UK Athletics.
There's a new community of diehard Kentucky fans just like you who cannot get enough coverage of the Cats. Go to bluechipsnft.io to connect with members of the BBN and unlock exclusive digital collectibles, content, and experiences you can't get anywhere else. That includes the all-new Blue Chips Membership Pass. Go wild at bluechipsnft.io. Back to the Clark's Pump and Shop phone lines. We go to Tom in Florida. You're up.
Mark, I had a question for you. I was at Ohio State, I believe it was 1987, when Iowa came in there and beat them.
Yep.
Earl Bruce got fired the next day. Carlos Snow was the big star for Ohio State. Now, I'm a Kentucky fan. Don't misread me. Were you on that team?
I was on that team.
How about that?
I sure was. Yep. That was the one.
I'll never forget.
If I remember right, didn't Marv Cook catch a touchdown pass right at the end of the game to win?
It was a huge upset is all I can remember off the top of my head. But I remember you guys came out the open end
where Ohio State had the grandstands back in the day, and I'll never forget how big the damn team was. I was like, holy cow. Yeah. These guys are huge. Hayden, I guess, was the coach back then.
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Small world, I guess.
Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe I could ask Tom a question.
Sure.
Yep. Please.
Tom, I'm going to fly up to go to Keeneland this week. Is it still a 10-race card?
Depends which day you go. It's 8 on Wednesday. It's 9 on Thursday. 10 on Saturday and Sunday, I think. I think you'll be good.
What about Friday?
10, I think, on Friday as well.
Okay, I'm trying to budget, so I need to count the 10 races for both days. Right?
No, you just need
to
bet
to your
better.
I listen to your show every morning and thoroughly enjoy it, fellas. Been down here 30 years, but I appreciate Tom every morning at 8 o'clock here in my time zone. And I certainly appreciate Mark makes it a lot easier to live in Florida since we started beating the Gators. So thank you very much.
Tom, while you're up here, go out early on Saturday morning. All the Breeders' Cup horses are here, so they're training on each morning.
Oh,
so
gosh, that'll be awesome. My brother's a tremendous rail bird. I've got to call him right away and tell him that after the show. So Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, yes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Tom.
Thank you. Yep. You are most welcome. Let's go to Matt in Louisville. You're on with Coach Stoops.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good, Matt. How are you? I remember this voice.
I'm just fine. I'm just fine. Well, it's my annual call before we play that team whose name I cannot speak. And I am looking forward to the game, regardless of the rankings. I think we're going to stand up real strong. Coach Stoops, I just have one question for you, and I'm sorry, this is not really relative to UK football. It's relative to Iowa football.
Okay.
Do you remember a school in Cedar Rapids called Coe College?
I do. I remember the name. Yes. I can't say I was.
Well, I graduated from there in 1971.
Yeah. Is that right?
And all my buddies were big Hawkeye fans.
Yeah.
And when you beat them last year, not a one of them spoke to me. Thank you.
I like those calls, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, none of my old buddies, my old teammates, they really didn't call me and congratulate me after that game.
Well, I just want to wish you the best of luck. You've got a great team.
Thank you.
And just, you know, if they just stand up and say, I'll say to heck with it. Just go out there and beat them. Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
I appreciate it, Matt. I promise you our team will come out swinging. There's no doubt about that. I have full confidence that our team will have a great week of prep, and we'll be ready to play. Can't tell you the result, but I could tell you that they will be dialed in and ready to play.
Matt, thank you. Back to the Twitter feed from Larry with Tennessee stretching your defense out. Does it help to have the athletic linebackers that Kentucky does?
It does. You got to make some plays in space, and you put us in a little bit of bind. You know, Tom, you and I were talking about that as our backers punch out on play action and the windows that are there. If you get too deep, they do a really good job with the quarterback scrambling and with the checkdowns of the back. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. But, you know, anytime you're athletic and can make plays in space, it'll help you in games like this.
Matt, we appreciate the call. And, Larry, thank you for the question on Twitter. If you have a question, tweet it in at UK Sports Network, post on the Kentucky Football Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, as John has done in Louisville. Go ahead, John. John, you
hey
there?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Okay. Hey, Coach, I really appreciate the great job you're doing. I have all the confidence in you guys week and looking forward to it. You hear a lot about the fast-paced offenses and the advantages of them. But what are the disadvantages of running a fast-paced offense, and how would you take advantage of them disadvantages?
Yeah, well, when these guys are playing at a very high level, I mean, obviously they're the third-ranked team in the country, and they're ranked number one in the country in yards and in points. So a little different in this regard because of how efficient they are. If you're not that efficient, it could help. It could, you know, some of the disadvantages would be just putting your defense in a bad spot. You know, these guys really haven't come across that because they're scoring and moving the ball so efficiently. But if you go that fast and you're not scoring, you're not efficient, you're not playing at the level they are, then you're putting a tremendous strain on your defense. And, you know, I even mentioned this today, their defense is playing extremely well. And really, if you look at it while the game's in balance, that's where you really see, you know, how good they are playing. Because if you just look at some stats, you know, they're playing a lot of snaps. And they're blowing a lot of people out. So they kind of give up some, you know, junk yards late and things of that nature. But so they're playing very good complementary football.
Playing a lot of people, too. I saw a tweet from Cole Kubelik. He was doing his weekly recap, and he said Tennessee played a small army of defenders on Saturday.
Well, you can do that when you're scoring that many points, you know, and beating people. So that's the advantage of, you know, building, you know, the program as well.
When we're finished up here, stay tuned for Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio with Darren Hedrick. His guest tonight, the new grandpa, Keith Farmer from BBN Tonight and UK Game Day. It's coming up, Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio, in the next hour here on the UK Sports Network.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
With the Kroger Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. And for every dollar you spend, you earn fuel points, which can add up to $1 per gallon off at the pump for the win. Plus, save every day on groceries and get personalized digital coupons for the win. The Kroger Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
Segments, visit Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's for your game day meal, or order carryout for the next big watch party like Saturday night when the Cats take on the Vols. Visit bluegrasshospitality.com for menus and reservations. Malone's, Drake's, Harry's, proud partners of UK Athletics. Let's go to one more call before we close down things for this week. Al, you're from right here in Lexington. You're on with Coach Stoops.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
Hello,
I'm doing Al. Good. Al, how are you?
I'm doing great. One thing I wanted to say is that when these parents give you their kids to play football,
yes,
they also probably expect for you to help to a continuation of building their character.
Yes, sir.
In which you do a great job of doing that.
Thank you.
Also, at this time, I want to say that I want to thank Courtney Love
yep.
and a few other UK Wildcats. There was pallbearers to my grandson's funeral, Landon Hayes.
Yes.
Who was tragically killed.
Uh-huh.
But that's the type of character I'm talking about.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. He came to your practice right before the Iowa State game, bowl game. And all the players really like him. He's flamboyant. And he had aspirations of, he told Courtney Love that he was going to be a Wildcat. He was going to play for your team. He's only 10. But they was very impressed with him. Courtney organized for your
yeah.
players who have great character. Some of his funerals would be Paul Bear. So I want to thank you and your staff and thank those young people and let the Commonwealth of Kentucky know and folks in Kentucky know that those guys are not just football players, but great character young men.
Thank you, Al. And once again, our prayers are with you and so sorry for your loss. And, you know, it does not surprise me with Courtney. He has done a lot of good things ever since he was a player here. And you are correct. We have some fine young men and proud to be their coach. So appreciate the call. And again, our prayers are with you.
Al, thank you very much. It was announced today that the next game against Missouri on the road, November 5th, it's going to be a 12 noon kickoff on the SEC network. Got about a minute left here. You said the past week was a chance to go back and kind of do a little self-scouting. Did you find anything significant out, or was it just little things you
want me to
up?
Tell you all those things, too?
No,
tell
I just
you
exactly want to say, just in general, did
I'm
you find a lot of
you,
stuff?
I'm teasing you.
I
got to bust your chops
if
once.
If you want to tell us.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, you know, you look at things and you take a good look at yourself while you have a moment this season. As you mentioned, it's very routine. There's a lot of work to be done. You know, we have, you know, still a lot of work to be done there this week. But, you know, I think you always look to see the areas where you're having success and why are you having success and how can you maybe dress that up or continue to exploit, you know, people in that area and where are you falling short and why are you falling short? Is it personnel? Is it injuries? Is it scheme? You know, why? And, you know, do you need to scrap something and move on in a different direction with certain, you know, plays or certain packages? And you know, but I was pleased with the last our last outing. I felt like it was the most consistent we played. Certainly the offensive line was very good. We had the balance we were looking for. We were physical. Will is, you know, came back. Obviously, we didn't have him the game prior. We welcomed him back the last game, and Will is a terrific football player. And, again, I wouldn't trade that guy for anybody, and he's a great guy to build around.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
This is the UK Sports Network.
This has been the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show on the UK Sports Network. The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show was brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, Central Bank, Kroger, UK Healthcare, and by Coca-Cola.
25, 30, 40, look out, he's gone!
The Mark Stoops Show is an exclusive presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.
At the five and goes in!
The UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by these sponsors, Toyota and by Skyline Chile.
The 10 years in Lexington is something that I am proud of.
All season long, catch the Wildcats in Lexington on your home for Kentucky football, the UK Sports Network.